Its current state on WKAR, they're not pilots, mechanics, or logistics officers, but a group of servicemen and women from the United States Air Force will be touring South Michigan this weekend. On Saturday afternoon at the Bandshell in Albion, and Sunday afternoon at the main stage of the Detroit Jazz Festival. They are the Air Force jazz band called the Airmen of Note. Yesterday, current state's Jamie Paisley spoke with one of the musicians ahead of their swing through the Midwest.
He is Senior Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler, former music director of the Airmen of Note, because Tyler also recently elevated to overall supervisor of the ensemble. The Airmen of Note is made up of 17 instrumentalists, one vocal featured soloist, and a few audio engineers and support personnel in tow as well. However, five members of the band just returned to the United States after a tour abroad.
Yes, sir. That's an important part of our mission here at the United States Air Force Band, is the deployment aspect. And we did recently have five members that got pulled out of the Airmen of Note that formed a separate flight, and they were deployed to some of our forward locations overseas in support of our troops over there to bring morale and a little slice of home. So we're very proud of that mission and the performance of our members that have done that.
Yeah. Now you yourself, I know you actually have a slight bit of a Michigan connection that you taught for a while or a clinician over at Blue Lake.
Yes, I was. I had a break in service actually in the Air Force, and while I was a assistant professor at a school in Illinois, I had the pleasure of teaching at the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp for a summer or two. That was a really enriching experience for me personally. Just to get that educational connection with the aspiring youth, some amazing young players there, definitely that go through that program.
And there's still that educational component because you still head into schools and jazz clinics with students.
Yes, our program is actually called AIM, and that's an acronym. It stands for Advancing Innovation Through Music, and that's a big part of what we do. Every time we head out on tour, and also in the local area, we try to reach out to local schools. We've gone into everything from elementary school all the way up to, college, university, and conservatories. And that's a big part of our mission is to mentor and to reach out to students of all ages and help them with their careers and also represent the excellence from our brothers and sisters in the United States Air Force. And they can see firsthand what kind of stuff that we're doing as active duty airmen musicians.
Hmm. For this upcoming weekend, it's a three-day, essentially, tour that's bringing you out Midwest. You're starting off in Chicago, and then you've got two stops kind of in our listening area, one in the Albion Shell. They're swinging at the Shell program on Saturday the 3rd. It's all kind of culminating in the event that's happening Sunday in Detroit. And what is that event?
We're going to be one of the featured acts at the Detroit Jazz Festival. It's an international jazz festival. Some of the best jazz artists today will be playing there, and we're very proud to represent the Air Force there. This year, actually, we're going to have a couple of special guests, I believe, perform with us.
Mm.
We're going to have Jimmy Heath, incomparable tenor saxophonist, and the amazing vocalist Roberta Gamberini will also share the stage with us, as well as featuring members of the band. So it should be a really exciting concert. I believe we're performing at 2 o'clock. Of course, you can check the festival's website for more information, as well as our social media outlets, if you'd like to see us there.
That's right. 2 o'clock at the main stage of the Detroit Jazz Festival. That's Sunday. You can find that online at DetroitJazzFest.com. And speaking of, you mentioned before the different sort of recordings that you've done. The last recording that I know you've done is in 2012. There was the album called Compositions, dealing with works that were written by members of the Airmen of Note. Any other projects coming up on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We have a brand new CD that's just about ready to release. We're currently in post-production, and we'll be pressing the CD very soon. It's a tribute to the heritage and legacy of the Note as seen through the various chief arrangers for the Note. So we're highlighting the work of four gentlemen throughout the years that have really defined the sound of the band. And it's all previously unrecorded material, and it's a great mixture of old and new. And we're very excited to get that out to the public. And, of course, we'll upload that on our website so people can stream that for free.
The Airmen of Note, as an entity with the United States Air Force, it's an organization started in 1950. What can you tell us about the origins of the Airmen of Note and that long history?
Well, the note was actually created in 1950 to carry on the legacy and the tradition of Major Glenn Miller's Army Air Force dance band. Many people, of course, know Glenn Miller as one of the most popular musicians of his day, and he ended up enlisting and leading his own band to support the troops, and of course lost his life in the service of his country. And the Airmen of Note is that direct descendant. So we've been created to carry on that tradition of innovation to this day, and something we're very proud of.
We're speaking with Senior Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler of the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note, who will be appearing at free concerts this weekend in Michigan. First on Saturday afternoon at the Albion Victory Park Bandshell, and then Sunday afternoon on the main stage of the Detroit Jazz Festival. Tyler, as we talk about joining the ranks of the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note, you obviously, you know, don't find people at various gigs and say, hey, you know, join us for a week. It's a very intensive process of becoming a serviceman or servicewoman of the U.S. Air Force. Walk us through what happens when a prospective performer wants to further their career in jazz with the Airmen of Note or any other, you know, of the musical outreach programs provided by the military.
Yeah, absolutely. The audition process for the United States Air Force Band is very rigorous, but open to all. We're equal opportunity, of course, and we welcome anybody is welcome to submit materials for a spot. Usually what happens is there's a specific chair that's vacated either by separation or retirement. And when that happens, we'll advertise in the trade papers and social media and universities, the standard channels. And then people will be required to submit both a recording of excerpts and specific examples that we'll post on our website, as well as a resume or a CV. And we'll usually get between 70 and 100 submissions on average for most of the chairs in the band. And then our committee will select finalists for a live audition here in Washington, D.C. And we'll bring those finalists in that have made the cut and have a very exhaustive day-long audition process that involves sight reading, prepared excerpts, improvisation, interviews with leadership, small group playing, all in an effort to identify the best candidate for the job. Mm. And once, of course, that we've picked somebody, they're required to enlist in the United States Air Force, and they'll go through basic training down in San Antonio and become active duty, and then we'll come back up here and be assigned to the band.
Fantastic. Which begs the question, then, how long has it been since you have been a member of the Airmen of Note?
I originally joined in 1998 and had a six-year break in service from 2002 to 2008. I finished my doctorate and was a professor of music at a university in Illinois, but I had the chance to rejoin the band in 2008 and jumped at it. I missed the service component, and it was a good fit for me to come back.
Yeah. The U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note are performing this Saturday, September 3rd at 3 p.m., a free concert at the Albion Victory Park Bandshell. More information at swingingattheshell.com, as well as a free concert Sunday at 2 o'clock, the main stage of Detroit Jazz Festival. More information about that at DetroitJazzFest.com. And you can also find out more about the Airmen of Note at usafband.af.mil, or you can check out their Facebook page at Airmen of Note. Senior Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and we look forward to seeing your listeners out at one of our concerts.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.